Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickerson. Joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited about this week's show, and I'm excited to go over the challenge from last time. I said, start with the name of the CEO of a world-famous Fortune 500 company. Change one letter in his first name and one letter in his last name, and you can spell the name of a famous American folk band. What are the names?
Don't think there was a folk band named Tin Book, so I am stumped.
The Disney CEO is Bob Iger.
Oh, Bon Iver.
Nicely done, Mike.
All right, Ian. On November 22nd, 1995, the film Toy Story was released in North America. Produced by Pixar Animation Studios, Toy Story was the first feature-length film created completely using computer animation. It was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Score, and Best Original Song for Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me. And in 2005, it was inducted into the National Film Registry for being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. To commemorate the release of Toy Story, this week our questions are about other things that end with the word story. A September 1957 review in the New York Herald Tribune, which read in part, "Director, choreographer, and idea man Jerome Robbins has put together and then blasted apart the most savage, restless, electrifying dance patterns we've been exposed to in a dozen seasons. The show rides with a catastrophic roar over the spiderweb fire escapes, the shadowed trestles, and the plain dirt battlegrounds of a big city feud." Was about what Broadway show?
I'm snapping my fingers over here. West Side Story.
Very good. The 1971 album Every Picture Tells a Story by Rod Stewart features covers of songs by Bob Dylan and The Temptations, but is perhaps best known for what song, whose lyrics include Stewart telling the title woman, "I think I got something to say to you."
Maggie May.
Maggie May is right. And Maggie May was originally released as a B-side of the song called Reason to Believe, and the album version includes a 30-second guitar solo called Henry. It began as a series of specials, but the documentary series known as the E! True Hollywood Story soon became a weekly program, eventually numbering some 500 episodes. The series chronicled musicians, actors, athletes, and even two buildings. One of those two was what infamous New York City nightclub, whose episode was subtitled Sex, Drugs, and Disco.
I'll go with the obvious, Studio 54.
That's good going to go with, because that is right. And the other building that was chronicled was the Comedy Store in West Hollywood. What novel was author Eric Segal discussing in a 1997 article in the New York Times when he said that, despite comments made by Al Gore, the character of Oliver Barrett was based partly on the former vice president, but also partly on Gore's Harvard roommate, Tommy Lee Jones?
I don't know this. Is it Love Story?
It is Love Story. Very good. In the 1983 film A Christmas Story, young Ralphie Parker finally gets a chance to use his coveted Little Orphan Annie decoder pin to break a secret message at the end of one of the show's episodes. He is dismayed to discover it's merely an advertisement for what drink?
Ovaltine.
That's right. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. And I did not know this, but Ovaltine is actually, speaking of words that get shortened in last week's show, Ovaltine is actually short for ovomaltine, ovo meaning egg and then the malt that's used in the mix. And it got shortened because there was a misspelling on a trademark application. Well, trivia means never having to say you're sorry. Ian went 5 for 5 again. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can use the internet, which Al Gore also factored into, to go to WAMC.org/any questions to take another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase cover story. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in each word, that names a person who might have cast a ballot in favor of Toy Story. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike will be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.